second topic, Kirtanam. A devotee can very peacefully chant the holy name by being more humbly than a blade of grass, being tolerant like a tree, and offering respects to everyone without expecting honor from anyone else. Such qualification makes it easier to chant the holy name of the Lord. The process of transcendent chanting can be easily performed by anyone, even if one is physically unfit, classified lower than others. Chanting of the holy name is beneficial. An aristocratic birth, an advanced education, beautiful body, wealth, and several reasons of pious activities are all unnecessary for advancement in spiritual life. For one can very easily advance simply by chanting the holy name. It is understood from the authoritative sources of Vedic literature that especially in this age, Kali Yuga, people are generally short-lived, extremely bad in their habits, and inclined to accept methods of devotion those that are not bona fide. Moreover, they are always disturbed by material conditions. They are mostly unfortunate. Under the circumstances, the performance of the other processes such as yajna, dana, tapa, and kriya, sacrifice, charity, and so on, are not at all possible. Therefore, it is recommended, Arayanama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalav Nasti Eva, Nasti Eva, Nasyeva Gatir Anada. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is chanting of the holy names of the Lord. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. Simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one advances perfectly in spiritual life. It's the best process for success in life. In other ages, chanting of the holy name is equally powerful, but especially in this age, Kali Yuga, the most powerful. Ketana Deva Krishna Sya Mukta Sangha Param Vraje. Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one is liberated and returns home back to Godhead. Therefore, even if one is able to perform other process devotions, one must adopt the chanting of the holy name. The principal method of advancing in spiritual life. Yajnai Sankirtana Prayer Yajanti Smedasa. Those who are very sharp, their intelligence should adopt this process of chanting the holy names of the Lord. One should not, therefore, however, manufacture different types of chanting. One should adhere seriously to the chanting of the holy name as recommended in the scriptures. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. While chanting the holy name of the Lord, one should be careful to avoid 10 offenses. From Sanat Kumar, it is understood that even if a person is a severe offender in many ways, he is freed from offensive life if he takes shelter of the Lord's holy name. Indeed, even if a human being is no better than a two-legged animal, he will be liberated if he takes shelter of the holy name of the Lord. One should therefore be very careful not to commit offenses at the lotus feet of the holy name. The offenses are described as follows. To blaspheme the devotees, who dedicated their life for propagating the glories of the holy name. To consider the name of Shiva or any other demigod to be equal, as powerful as the holy name of the Supreme Lord and Godhead. No one is equal to the Supreme Personality of God. Nor is anyone superior to him. Number three, disobey the orders of the spiritual master. So, to blaspheme the Vedic literature and literatures, the Persian and the Vedic version, to commit to consider chanting the glories of the holy name of the Lord as imagination, to give some interpretation to the holy name in a deviant way. Ninth, to commit sinful activities. To insert the glories of the holy name to a faithless person. Tenth, not to awaken in transcendental attachment for the chanting of the holy name, even after hearing all these spiritual injunctions. There is no way to attain for any of these offenses. It is therefore recommended that an offender at the lotus feet of the holy name continue to chant the holy name 24 hours a day. Constant chanting of the holy name will make one free from offenses, and then it will gradually progress to the transcendent platform on which he can constant chanting of the holy name will make one from free from offenses. And then you will gradually be elevated to the transcendental platform on which you can chant the pure name and thus become a lover of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is recommended that even if one commits offenses, one should continue chanting the holy name. In other words, the chanting of the holy name makes one offenseless. In the book Nama Kaumudi, it is recommended that if one is an offender at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, he should submit to that Vaishnava and be excused. Similarly, if one is an offender in chanting of the holy name, he should submit to the holy name and thus be freed from his offenses. In this connection, there is the following statement spoken by Daksha to Lord Shiva. I did not know the glories of your personality, and therefore I committed an offense at your lotus feet in the open assembly. You are so kind, however, that you did not accept my offense. Instead, when I was falling down because of accusing you, you saved me by your merciful glance. You are most great. Kindly excuse me and be satisfied with your own exalted qualities. One should be very humble and meek to offer one's desires and chant prayers composed of the glorification of the holy name, such as I Mukta Palayar Upashya Manam Nivrutta Tartayar Upagiya Manar. One should chant such prayers to become free from offense at the lotus feet of the holy name. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya चक्षुरुं मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। ఈ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితము అనుభూతలు విశ్వాపదార్థం జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధారు శ్రీ గౌరవ కరుణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే We should first learn to hear so that we can understand Krishna consciousness. We should also get training by hearing how to become Krishna conscious. First need to become Krishna conscious. Then how to become Krishna conscious, and then what to do with life, what to do with life. So by getting to know that you have to become Krishna conscious, you have come to your destination. Everybody's destination is not graveyard, is not burial ground. Raja Ranku, everybody will go to the burial ground. Raja means king, Ranku, Ranku means low class woman. Raja is living in a big palace, and Ranku is living in a red light area. That place. But when they die, all are taken to the burial ground. So our destination is not burial ground. You may think, I will become, what do you want to become, Mataji? Engineer, doctor, housewife, engineer. Engine driver. So lovely. IAS, my God. IAS. So people like this, people have a lot of destinations, but actually when you hear from saintly people who know the path of perfection, who know the art of living, they said, any destination other than becoming a servant of Krishna. IAS means you have to become public servant. No sleep, 24-hour duty. Otherwise, they will remove you from the job. Everybody has 8 hours duty. You know, collector is not 8 hours duty. The whole district has to take care. So he cannot say, let people die, I will come at 10 o'clock. Collector cannot say like that. Also doctors cannot say. They have to attend. The patient is dying. No, my clinic time is 10 o'clock to 6. we have to bring the dead patient. Similarly, if you are an IAS officer and some Ganga, what is Ganga? Some turmoil in the state. Some fights are going on, people are fighting, Hindu, Muslim, whatever, riots. And collector, he cannot say, this is not time for me to get into the details immediately. Otherwise, so many people will die, and there will be a telephone call from Chief Minister. You are bringing very bad name to our government. The government is not able to control riots. And the collector will be sent to tribal area. He will be posted in Arku Valley. So simply because you are not efficient. Inefficient people will be thrown to Bihar or tribal areas, or they may give you a department where you don't have to deal with the public. Walk of board. That means you have to bold hill kutta kusawala. IAS officer, ABS consultant. So, you are IAS officer, but before Chandrababu Naidu, you are like a PR. Sir. You have to think all that. Now that IAS, how you come? It's not like that. You will insult you before everybody. What nonsense, madam, you are not done your duty. You cannot say. Sign the file, post it to Srikakulam, where Naxalites are there, Morrow, go and die. Yeah, because there also IAS officer is needed. So, that's why, what do you want to become, Mr. Mandi, SP? Pure devotee. Very good. You will work for Krishna. Working for Krishna, that is the best job, because your life is safe, protected. And beyond your ability, you get so much. Krishna has so much. You do a little work, Krishna will give you so much. So, you know, we don't know the options. We explain that anybody will say, I want to be a devotee of Krishna. Most intelligent person, they will say, you want to work for a rogue? Rogue. Rogue means Durmargudu. But if you are IAS officer, Chandrababu Naidu may be a rogue, but you have to work under him. You cannot say, no, I don't want to work for Chandrababu. I don't want. So only Krishna is the thorough gentleman. Krishna is the perfect person. So no gentleman wants to work for rogues and rascals. A gentleman wants to work for a better person than himself. That is one thing. Another thing is the biggest post. So you think IAS is the biggest post. Why you did not ask for PM post, Prime Minister? You don't want Prime Minister. I don't know. Not very competent. If you are going this way, go to the end. PM. You can control thousands and thousands of IAS officers. All IAS officers, they have to sit. Taking notes from PM. just like a PR. No independence. Whatever PM says, the IAS officers have to all work. No? So not very intelligent. So at least you should desire to be a PM. Yeah. So, anyway, all this boss, because you cannot be happy, you cannot make people happy. Everybody will curse you. The scriptures are also saying, if you are a prime minister and if you cannot make people well behaved, and if you are a prime minister, if you cannot provide people their basic needs in life, that means your administration is bad. So an administrator has to take care of two things. That you should get food, clothing, house. Otherwise, what is it doing for the public? And number two, people have to become good people. You know, like they criticize Gunda Raj means if the CM is a Gunda, then he will also keep some Gundas under him. Anybody against him, break their legs. That is called Gunda Raj. All. So, these two things you will not be able to give to people, because you want to give nice fruits, milk, food, but if the cows don't give milk, what will you do? Lime water, sunam milk. Cows doesn't give milk, what will you do? No milk, that's all. If the earth doesn't produce, what will you give to your people? Nothing. So, unless the king is a devotee of God, the king will go to the Lord, my dear Lord, I will implement your instructions. And now I pray that you make sure that everybody is provided enough. So you have to pray to Krishna. You cannot give by yourself. Where is it to give you? You don't know. But that's why we are all dummies. Suppose I am a guru and I want to make you all very nice, gentle people. If I don't know how to do it, then you will all fight among yourselves and you will all exploit people, and people will complain. The Swami and the disciples and they are doing all nonsense, fighting and grabbing people's money. And what kind of training the Swami is giving? So, if you are a leader, you have these two responsibilities. You have to make people gentle people, and you should provide all their needs. Rice, dal, sabji, you should provide. Otherwise, people will be weak. That's what kind of administration you have. So, whether it is guru or leader. There's a Prabhupada did not just say, my business is to give you God. I don't know how we will who will appease your hunger. No. Guru's business is complete. And the king's business has also to be complete. Now the kings are not doing their complete business. Actually, they are not doing this business also, giving food, clothing, and shelter. So, without becoming a devotee of Krishna, you cannot be a leader, you cannot be a guru. That's not possible. That's why people are only people who come to a Vaishnava guru, they are satisfied. Are you all satisfied, by the way? Are you all satisfied? Otherwise, you will pack your things. Or else, karma bulare. Instead of telling directly. So when you come to Krishna, nicely, prasadam, finish. Chanting, this is all right, then it will go on. Your head is all right, your stomach is full, and smiles like that. Smiles all over. Smiles. So, a leader's business is to keep the stomach full and also the head also full, not with dirty ideas. But to keep the head full with ideas of paropkar. The head has to be full with ideas of how to serve the people, how to serve God, how to serve people. Generally, everybody wants to enjoy their life. But devotees are happy serving others. Strange. Generally, nobody is happy serving others. Everybody, others should serve me. Why should I serve others? But devotees, because they are so happy being Krishna conscious. So they are not expecting anything from anybody. Nothing. Instead, they want to go. Please come, take food. Please come. Train yourself. Educate yourself. Become happy. Chant and be happy. Chant and be happy. So, Kirtanam. Kirtanam. There is bad kirtan going on in the world. What this nonsense leader said, what that nonsense boss said, all bogus things. That kirtan is going on. All newspapers is kirtan. Radio is kirtan. TV is kirtan. And if you come under their influence, you will be a miserable man. Misery likes company. Misery likes follow company. So if you are miserable, then you become envious. Why I should be miserable? Why not Lakshmi? Why not Nidhi? How can they smile when I am burning with anger and greed and envy? How can these people be happy? Let me go and disturb them. Like that. Misery likes company. So that's why people, and like, you know, recently, the Susila Mata joined the ashram, Krishna conscious ashram. She joined. See how you think only Hiranyakasipu was very bad to Prahlad. No. Same thing now. Not Hiranyakasipu was very, very bad, so he went to Prahlad. No. Susila went to her parents. Susila, you know, the morning show is dancing with you. I said, so Susila, she joined the ashram. Because she told the parents, I don't eat meat. And I want to practice bhakti. This is good for everybody. It's good for you also. But whether you practice or not, I have to practice bhakti. I have to eat prasadam for my survival, and my goal of life is to do Krishna Kirtan. Krishna Kirtan Gana Natana Paro Krishna Kirtan. Following in the footsteps of Shadgoswamis. Shadgoswamis, you are doing Kirtan all day. And we are trying to follow in the footsteps. If not all day, at least basic sadhana. The Shadgoswamis, they were doing Kirtan 24 hours a day. In sleep also, there were many, many plans. Literally, they are not Vidrahara Vihara Kadi Vijitav. They have conquered eating and sleeping. So, because they are enjoying their life, who will sleep more? Who will sleep more? Frustrated people. Because outside, so many challenges, so many troubles, so many problems. Just sleep. Forget everything. You sleep. So frustrated people. When our Prabhupada was going to sleep, what he used to say, you know? Now I want to waste my time. When our Prabhupada wants to sleep, what he used to tell his disciples? Now I'm going to waste my time. And the disciple and our Prabhupada wants to take rest. Sleeping is waste of time. But because we are body conscious, because we are foolish, because our mind is creating hell, so if you don't sleep, you will be crazy. You will be crazy if you don't sleep daily. The other mind will take you. Pagal banadega. When you sleep, then your mind is at rest. Tomorrow again, your mind will start troubling you. So only people who are in ecstasy, only people who are blissful in Krishna consciousness, they don't want to sleep unnecessarily. Because so much seva is there. So much seva. And it is such a fun, such a joy to practice Krishna consciousness. Outside, some boss is taking a stick. Outside, a boss is saying, work, work, work. But in Krishna consciousness, people voluntarily want to work. Because they are seeing the benefits by serving Krishna. The Maya stops harassing you. By serving Krishna, the Maya stands at a distance. All troubles are because of Maya. But you don't know how to keep Maya at a distance. Either keep Krishna with you, or Maya will come and sit in your lap. No way. Only Krishna is more powerful than Maya. Is it right? Only, what is going on? Some business or what? Huh? What is that? No English. Can you come here? What did I say? Maya and Krishna. So there is only one person who is more powerful than Maya. You hear now? What is your educational qualification? MSc. What subject? Physics. Completed or doing? Completed. You know the physics of the soul? Physics of the soul. What is the physical composition of soul, life? What do you say? Physics of the soul means, what is actually physics, by the way? What is physics? What do you study in physics? Do the physics, they understand consciousness? What is life? I will give you an example. The cell phone is there. You answer me according to physics. If I push this, which way this will go? If I push this, it will fall down or not? If I push this, it will fall down?
Fall down.
If I push this, it becomes this way or what this way? If I push this, it will go that way. If I pull this, it will come this way. Suppose I push you. No guarantee that you'll go back. You can push me back. That law is not there in physics. If I push this, it's going back. If I'm pushing this, instead it is pushing me back. That means it is not according to physics law. So, consciousness, the subject doesn't come under physics. Physics is for material objects, not living objects. Living objects, suppose you jump. Can you stay in the air or you have to come down? Can you stay in the air? You have to come down. You have to come down. But bird will fly. How it is flying? Physics cannot explain. If aeroplane is flying, according to laws of physics. Suppose there is no fuel in the aeroplane. Can it fly? But house fly is flying, mosquito is flying. How they are flying? God said, not mechanical laws. By mechanical laws, without some physical dynamics, things cannot fly. Suppose the car is running. Car is nothing but metal, rubber, plastic. Suppose I give you a dump of metal, rubber and plastic, and I make you sit on that dump. And now you drive. That doesn't grow. You have to arrange engine, fuel, tires, connections, circuits, then it will. That means some laws are there. Then only. But simply take some plastic, some rubber, some metal, and sit there, chalo, 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 it will not grow. Whereas human beings, we just go. we just go. We go this direction, that direction. Can the car by itself go backward, forward? It cannot go. You have to do it. The car cannot go by itself. Suppose the robo is there. What is robo? Computer man. Computer man is called robo. No? The robo looks like it will go here like a security guard. You go and hit somebody. No? But it will not do by itself. Some remote control is there. Robot doesn't work by itself. Somebody has to control it. So, the point is, machines are different, human beings are different. Machine versus life. Life is self-initiated. Machines are operated. Operated. Somebody has to be there. So the point is, Bhagavad Gita deals with life. Bhagavad Gita deals with life principles. So, you are life. You are life. So without reading Bhagavad Gita, you don't know why you have negative emotions, why you have positive emotions, why you are upset, why you are angry, and now you are looking for happiness outside. Is it right? You have to look for happiness outside. But there is no guarantee. Happiness outside. How you want to become happy? You tell. How you want to be happy in life? Huh? How everybody wants to be happy? Now I'm asking you, how you want to be happy in life? Money? Getting money will make you happy? Will make you happy? Money? You think money? Huh? And getting married will make you happy? No guarantee. The husband may harass you. And the husband may try to make you happy. But he doesn't understand your mind. You don't know what is going on in your mind. Can anybody guess? I cannot guess what is going on in your mind. That means money cannot make you happy. Suppose you are taken to Switzerland. Or whatever country. Which country you like? Which country you like? India. So, are you happy in India? You are happy? Huh? If you are happy in India, there should not be a time when you will be in fear. You should not. Do you get in India? Do you get sometimes anxiety, sometimes fear, sometimes frustration? Then why you are saying in India you are happy? You are not happy. In India you are not happy. That means happiness is something related to life. That's the point. Not money, not people, not country. Happiness is spiritual life. Happiness is connected with life. So you should know what are the needs of life. That is what is Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is talking about what is life and what are the needs of life and how Krishna is your best well-wisher. Krishna is your best friend in life. Just like we made friendship with Krishna. That's why we are preaching. A person who is happy, he can preach. If you are not happy, what can you preach? You are not happy yourself, then you have no formula. You come to Lakshmi, she will tell you how to be happy. But she knows. the formula. Neither she knows how to be happy. That's why she is preaching to you. You cannot preach because you don't have anything to preach. Only people who know Bhagavad Gita, they can tell others how to be happy in life. Because happiness is spiritual. But you don't know even the difference between body and Atma. You know, are you this body or Atma? Are you this body or Atma? Huh? I'm asking a simple question. Are you this body or Atma? How can you be body and Atma? If she says, I'm body and I'm Atma. Contradiction. If you are body, you are not the soul. If you are the soul, you are not the body. But I am saying I am both body and soul. Suppose when you die, have you seen any dead body? When you die, you will leave the body and go away. Then how you are saying I am body? You are not the body. You are in the body. You are in the body. Suppose I am in this hall. Do I become hall? I am in this hall. So can I say I am Mr. Hall? No. I am not the hall. So you cannot say I am body and also Atma. Not possible. If you are Atma, you cannot be body. If you are body, then you don't know Atma. So try to understand. She will give you a book. She will give you a little book, you read it. Anyway, the point is, people get MSc, physics, but they don't know who they are. If you don't know who you are, how do you know what will make you happy? First, if you know who you are, then you know what do you need. So, Bhagavad Gita is the first and last education. You have all education, but no Bhagavad Gita education, you are still a fool. And once you start reading Bhagavad Gita, your education begins. How to get out of this world, how to do good things, how to love everybody, how to be happy, so that I can distribute happiness to others. So, beginning is Bhagavad Gita. End is also Bhagavad Gita. So, that's why human life without Bhagavad Gita is animal life. Human life without Bhagavad Gita is animal life. Animals eat, sleep, mate, and live. Human beings also eat, sleep, mate, and live. But no spiritual knowledge, no real happiness, no knowledge about God, and don't know what is the purpose of life. What is the goal of life? What is the purpose of life? The goal of life is to get out of this world, back to Krishna. That is the goal. Nobody will tell you. You ask anybody, what is your goal? Telugu sir, mee jeevita uddesham enti? Mee jeevitaku uddesham enti? Pakkalakani chadichukodam sir. Nenu dukkhamlo unna kuda, pakkalakani kuda dukkhamlo padeyadam. Adi mee goal. Because she has no knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. She is making her children also miserable like her. She is unhappy. All her children, you also follow me. Then you will also be unhappy in life. Anyway, so, that's why Kirtanam. Last, I will close the class. Kirtanam. If you don't know, don't talk. If you don't know, don't talk. If you are in ignorance and you talk, you are making fools of others. You don't know. So kirtana means talk. You talk only when you know things properly. If you don't know, you say, I am a fool. Now you are trying to cover yourself. I know, I am MSc. I know, I can be happy in India. All fooling people. MSc has not, India has not, but still you are talking. Don't talk. Alright, let us say, sir, I am a fool. I don't know what is Bhagavad Gita. So better that I shut my mouth. And when you know Bhagavad Gita, then you start talking. Then your answers, then you know how to make people happy. Then you will experience that you are also happy. You only not say, I am all right. Just by saying all right, cheating people, how can you be all right? Without Krishna, you cannot be all right. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prasadam.